Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. And today's show is a little different from what we traditionally do here. As most of you know, Hurricane Irma plowed through Florida and the Florida Keys and left a lot of destruction and damage in its wake. And I was actually in the eye of the hurricane. So what you're about to hear is my story about waiting for, experiencing, riding out, and the aftermath of Irma here with my family in Tampa, Florida. Now, we were unbelievably lucky. We didn't suffer any personal injuries or damage, and we didn't even lose power, as you'll hear coming up. But many others in Florida, especially the Florida Keys, weren't so lucky. Even other areas here in Tampa, Brandon, Valrico, Fish Key, those type of areas. The devastation in the Keys, more specifically, where Irma made landfall as a category 4 hurricane is unbelievable. Now, as I'm recording this, the Florida Keys have no running water, no power, no cell service, and the residents who stayed might now be forced to evacuate even though the storm has passed because of the terrible conditions. The flooding in Jacksonville from the storm surge and the rain left a lot of the area underwater. And I know it seems like I'm downplaying it during this podcast a lot of the times because I was literally in the eye of the hurricane. It moved a little bit east at the last minute, but nothing happened. It was crazy. I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't realize how lucky I was until after this podcast was recorded. So what you're hearing is my experiences of the hurricane. And even though we didn't suffer any damage or lose power whatsoever, thousands, maybe even millions of others did. So I'm not downplaying it in the least. Just from my experiences, I was like, wow, the Hurricane Charlie that we experienced, you know, in 2004 was way worse than this. Devastation-wise, I don't know if it was just as bad or what the numbers are. But from my experiences, Charlie's were worse than Irma's. But it was terrifying to know that it was coming, to see it coming, and then to see it kind of go and disappear. And obviously, you know, the news maybe builds it up a bit. Maybe the news makes you a little bit more scared than you should be. But if the only thing that happens is that you're not as scared as you thought you were going to be, well, that's a good thing. So anyways, once again, not downplaying the experience or the horrific destruction of Hurricane Irma. But from my experience, nothing bad really happened. But it was still very terrifying. And you're going to hear, I'm actually even out in the middle of the hurricane. I took my Zoom recorder and walked right outside in the wind and rain. You'll be able to hear that. You'll be hear the preparations that we made. You hear the aftermath and my daughter's Cheyenne and Sierra, 11-year-old twins, give their take on what the hurricane was like. So a lot of devastation, and so many people have been devastated by Hurricane Irma and by Hurricane Harvey in Texas. They're still literally waist-deep in water there. So if you can help, please do. Okay, the recovery in both states is going to be a long process. I'm asking you to donate what you can. There's many organizations and charities aiding the relief effort, like the Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, Save the Children, United Way, Feeding Florida, Feeding Texas. Please give what you can where you can. Actually, I have all three of my shirts that I've been selling over the last 6 to 8 months up. The You're a Stupid Idiot shirt, the Friends of Jericho shirt, and the Goat shirt. Those are up right now at represent.com/store/Jericho. And proceeds from that will go to Save the Children, which actually helps feed children in the Hurricane Irma destruction zone and Hurricane Harvey as well. So again, what you're going to hear is me recording this podcast all throughout Sunday evening and early into Monday morning. Then Monday afternoon, as we were waiting for Hurricane Irma to hit my hometown of Tampa, my current hometown of Tampa, then recorded again as the storm hit, then again Monday morning after Irma had come and gone and left its destruction in its wake. So this is me and my family experiencing the 24 hours of terror, and we couldn't believe when it was all done. It was dodging the hugest of bullets, but most of Florida was not as lucky as my family was. So my experience with Hurricane Irma, Jericho versus Hurricane Irma.
Talk is Jericho.
All right, so it's obvious that now that you're hearing this, that Hurricane Irma is a thing of the past. But I thought it would be interesting to do a podcast about Hurricane Irma in the midst of it. So I had been hearing about Irma for a few weeks, And then I was in L.A. doing the book tour, Noah's a Four-Letter Word. I finished up on Wednesday. I flew home on Thursday, and school had been canceled for my kids. Ash was supposed to have a football game that Thursday night. That got canceled as well because everyone was starting to really, you know, hunker down. That's the big saying that I keep hearing about, hunker down. You guys going to hunker down? What does that even mean, hunker down? It's funny that somebody posted a meme of Samuel Jackson as Jules from Pulp Fiction saying, say hunker down again, motherfucker. You know, like from Pulp Fiction. Say what again? Say hunker down again. And that's the thing that's so crazy about this is that, you know, should I stay or should I go? The famous Clash song, like, what do you do, right? And because you don't know for sure what it's going to be like. And originally the projection was it was going to hit Miami. So you think, well, those Miami guys will get it and then we'll kind of be okay by the time it gets to Tampa. And I mean, and just a bit, let me say this too. Living in Tampa, I've been here for, I think, 15 years or something like that. I think that you hear about hurricanes all the time. And most of the time, and it's a good problem to have, nothing really happens. It's just a really kind of insane type of situation, and everybody freaks out, and then it just blows away, and nothing really happens. So that's kind of what I was expecting, except for as we get further and further along, you realize that this is the real deal. So Friday comes, school's canceled again, and everybody is starting to, what's the word? Hunker down, right? That's the big word. But you know, how far do you go? Because it was still kind of saying, you know, that that's going to go left, or it's going to go right, or it's going to go east, or it's going to go west. But, you know, you never know for sure what the right decision is to make. So, and like I said, you always hear that hurricanes are coming and they go away. And I've been through hurricanes before. I went through Hurricane Charlie here in Tampa in 2004. And that was pretty crazy. We lost power for 3-4 days. It was Category 3. And then we were actually in Turks and Caicos in 2010 when Hurricane Charlie was there. But that one kind of fizzled out by the time I got to Turks. But, you know, obviously it's not something you want to take lightly. But do we want to evacuate? What do we want to do? Now, I live in Hillsborough County, and the place that I live is not near a water zone. So, you know, I live on a lake, but it's a self-contained lake. So there's no tributaries, you know, that would allow the lake to surge. So I was not in an evacuation zone. So, also too, I have, 10 animals in my house, 3 dogs, 3 cats, 3 guinea pigs, 3 fish tanks. So I guess that's more than 10 animals. Plus my mother-in-law is here too, and she has a dog as well. So that's 10 dogs and cats and guinea pigs, and there's 3 fish tanks. And, you know, just thinking, wow, it's going to be such an inconvenience to have to leave. But then you realize, well, you know, of course, if a tree falls on your house and you're in it, you're pretty much done. Maybe it is best to kind of sneak away. And I talked to a couple friends of mine that had left, and they had decided, you know, to charter planes and get out of Dodge. So then you start second guessing yourself. Should I stay here? Should I go? Once again, the Clash, should I stay or should I go? So Friday comes, and then you start realizing, okay, like now it's getting serious, because you go to the store and everything's gone, and you realize, like, oh my gosh, maybe we should start preparing for this a little bit better. So I went and bought some ice, and I went to get some batteries. Everybody bought D batteries for whatever reason. All the D batteries were gone. I guess that's what fits flashlights. And the funny thing is, I said to my wife on Wednesday when I was in LA, should I just grab a bunch of D batteries? And she was like, no, I ordered a whole box from Amazon. It'll be here on Friday night. And of course, the batteries don't come, and now we don't have any D batteries. And then you're supposed to get extra propane. Well, I had just bought propane for my barbecue, but I can't remember, did I buy it a week ago? Did I buy it a month ago? How many times have I used it? And of course, at that point, all the propane is gone. I'm looking around on a Saturday for propane, and they say all the propane was gone on Tuesday. Okay. And then the other thing is, of course, you're looking for water. We got lots of water and ice. So I bought like 6 bags of ice on Friday. Then I went back again to get a few more at the local place right near me that sells ice, kind of a convenience store. They were all out of ice, but they said they'll give me some because they had a big ice machine cooler in the back. So they fill up 4 bags of ice for me while people are lined up waiting for ice. And I say to the guy, like, dude, you want to just walk out the side door? He's like, no, I'll just bring them to your car. He walks right through the people, and they're like, where's all this ice from? Can we have some of that ice? Why don't we have ice? And I'm just like looking at the ground, like, you know, the fame of Chris Jericho gets me ice, man, you know, ice, ice, baby. So now I have extra ice, but the thing is, that's on a Saturday, and what's that going to matter? You put it in a damn cooler and it melts, right? But we got a couple coolers, and you basically just do the best you can. And then you start realizing just how big Hurricane Irma is. I mean, this thing is three times the size of Hurricane Andrew, which destroyed Florida. And then, of course, then the eye of the storm is coming right for Tampa. So now I'm starting to get a little bit more panicked. You know, yesterday, well, today is actually Sunday when we're talking about this, and we still have power as of right now. And it is 9 o'clock, let's see, 9:45 on a Sunday night. So the fact that we still have power is crazy. I'm sure we're going to lose it at some point, but it really felt like I was preparing for the purge. You know, that movie where everybody has one night to do whatever they want. They can kill whoever they want. They can do whatever they want. But, you know, you better stay inside your house and lock it up. And if you don't get your shit together, you're not getting out of your house unless you might die. And that's kind of what it felt like getting ready for this hurricane, because the worst part of it is 8 p.m. Sunday night to 8 a.m. Monday morning. Okay, so here we are at 9:45 p.m. We still have power. But then the hurricane got downgraded from a Category 3 when it was supposed to hit Tampa to a Category 1. That's, you know, of course, you never know what you're going to get until the day arrives. So anyways, so yesterday I was starting to freak out. I was like, maybe we should get out of here. Maybe we should leave Tampa. And even though the roads were supposed to be crap, they're like, don't worry about the roads. Just get out of here. And so I'm like, well, where are we going to go? So I look up Valdosta, Georgia, which I think is about 5 hours away. All filled. Jacksonville, all filled. Savannah, all filled. I go to Macon, Georgia. There's one hotel open. But then I start looking like, well, if you go to Macon, Georgia, what's the forecast there? Tornadoes. Okay. Flash floods. Okay. So I'm going to leave my house, drive what's probably a 5.5 hour drive that's going to take me 10 hours to go to a hotel with three kids and, you know, 10 animals. How do I even do that? Like, what would I even do? It'd be like Dr. Doolittle with, you know, freaking guinea pigs hanging from my shoulders, et cetera, et cetera. So I finally make the decision like, okay, I'm just going to stay. I'm going to stay here in Tampa. I'm going to lock up the batten down the hatches. I'm going to hunker down. Say hunker down again. Say it. Say it again, motherfucker. So I make the decision to stay. But now it starts getting kind of gnarly because I know that it's going to be really crazy. And I'm watching the news last night where they say they're just really pounding this on you. Like, this is your last chance to get out of here. Get out of here if you can. Don't make the wrong mistake. Now, once again, remember, I'm not in an evacuation zone. So I'm not doing anything completely stupid by staying here. It's not like I'm breaking the law or putting anybody in danger. It's just a non-evacuation zone. So then I'm watching TV and I'm watching news Channel 8 here in the Bay, and Steve Jervey is the guy, and he's like the weatherman that I've been watching. And shout out to Steve Jervey and his crew for doing a great job of keeping this whole thing rolling, keeping this whole thing going. And they're saying, like, you know, the rain is coming, it's going to hit tomorrow at about 3 p.m but the worst is going to be 8 p.m to 8 a.m So then they interview this guy. This is last night, like I said, like 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock at night. And I'd been thinking about, should I get someone to come board up my windows? Because that's the thing. I've lived here in Florida at this exact house, I believe, for almost 15 years now, 14 years, 13 years. I don't have a generator. I don't have storm shutters, which is so stupid. But the last hurricane we had here was 2004. And I think, wow, after that hurricane is done, I'm going to get a generator and I'm going to get storm shutters. And of course, I did neither. So now I'm like, okay, so I don't have a generator. So I've got a bunch of ice, a bunch of food, you know, bathtubs full of water. I got big gallon jugs of like water cooler tank, water jugs filled up with hose water. I'll use that to fill up the back of my toilet so I can still flush the toilet so you don't leave the dump ski and the toit ski. You know, I'm not a big fan of pee in the toilet either. I want fresh toilet every time I go, so I got enough water for that. But then how long is the power going to be out? So anyways, I'm looking at this guy and they interview him, and he said he was boarding up people's windows. And he lives in Lakeland, which is about an hour and a half, an hour and change away from here. And he's like, I'm finished for the night, but, you know, I had a bunch of plywood at my warehouse and I'm just happy I was able to help people, but I'm done. So I go back and rewind it and I see the guy's name of his company on the side of his truck. And so I Google it, and 2 seconds later I call the number that's there. No answer. Leave a message and send a text. I'm like, there's probably no chance this guy's going to come over and board up my windows. He texts me back and I'm like, dude, I will pay you like a ridiculous amount of money to come over and board up my windows. And of course, he's like, yeah, sure. But the roads are getting bad now. And he had said on TV that he had a dad that was in hospice that he had to take care of and he had to feed him. And I'm like, I'm stealing this guy away from his family. But, you know, I got to protect my family by putting these, you know, boards on my windows that I should have put on, you know, 10 years ago. And he goes, he scolded me. He's like, why did you wait to the last minute? I'm like, because I didn't know it was supposed to hit Tampa. This thing was never supposed to hit Tampa. It was supposed to be in Miami. And then, you know, the tail of it would hit Tampa and everybody's happy. But no, now the eye of the storm is Tampa. So I talked to the guy and he's trying to find some plywood and he can't find it. So he goes, I will wake up at 6 a.m. tomorrow and go to the warehouse and get the plywood and come to your house. I'm like, is that okay? Like, are you allowed to do that? And he's like, yes, because the roads are open till 3 or whatever it is. So I set my alarm. Everybody else goes to sleep in my house, and I set my alarm for 6 a.m. First of all, I don't go to sleep till like 3:30. I barely sleep anyways, but I'm nervous. I'm watching the news now. Now, it hits home. You know, when you're in the middle of this thing, it hits home. It's not like watching like Hurricane Harvey in Houston where everybody was, you know, under the water, and you think, oh, that's, I feel so bad for those guys. But, you know, it's not your house, right? So you don't understand exactly what that means and what we're, you know, what that can lead to. This is my house. You know, like I said, like I just envisioning a tree falling through it. You know, I'm going to try and do what I can to protect it. So I get up at 6, I set my alarm, the guy says he's going to the warehouse, and then he texts me back, you know, about 45 minutes later, so there's no more wood left, there's nothing I can do, I'm sorry, if you have any damage from the hurricane, let me know, I'll come check you out first. And it was very cool, the guy to even think about it and even try, and I'm like, maybe it's better that he didn't find plywood. Like, I would hate to have him driving here, you know, in burgeoning hurricane winds from Lakeland, and something happens, you know, so it wasn't meant to be, so I didn't board up the windows. But my wife's aunt, her two kids and her husband come over to my house because they're kind of worried about the structure of their house. And then my mother-in-law finally convinces my 87-year-old grandfather-in-law to get out of the house and come over here as well. So now I have in my house, 5 dogs, 3 cats, 3 guinea pigs, 3 fish tanks. I've got 5 kids and 6 adults, including myself. So there's 11 people here and, you know, 11 animals. And you guys do the math. I got a full house. So everybody's excited. And, you know, the DirecTV works. So they're watching football. Meanwhile, all I'm doing is watching Steve Jervey on the weather, the local weather, to find out what's going on. And when it got downgraded from a Category 3 to a Category 1, I was jumping up and down, super excited. Now, Category 1 is still crazy. Don't get me wrong. But it's better than a 3. And it might go back up to 2. I don't know. And that's the thing. No one knows exactly what to expect when there's a hurricane. Like, what would you have done back in, you know, medieval times when there was a hurricane coming? You would be sitting there and you'd be like, okay, the weather's bad. What does this mean? You wouldn't have to worry for like a whole week before about the Doppler system and this giant, looks like a giant spider coming towards Tampa. So you don't really know for sure. And they do build it up big time. And then Rush Limbaugh says, you know, it's all a big conspiracy and it's all about big water to sell water and to sell groceries and to get people in a panic. I think it's somewhere in the middle. I think that people do get very panicked, as they should, and they want people to be over panicked so that you get the hell out of there if you're supposed to and you don't take any chances. So me, I'm still here and I made it kind of a thing. I want to start the kind of a community. And as I put up on Twitter, the hashtag was Jericho Irma. And anybody stuck in Florida, let me know where you are. Let me know what's going on. What's the weather like at your place? Do you still have power? So I was doing that on Twitter. I was doing that on Instagram. I was doing that on Facebook. I was doing it on Victory. And that's where I had the idea to do this podcast. So here we are. It's 9:45. The power is still on in Hillsborough County, where I am. It flickered a couple times, and it actually went dead for about 30 seconds and then came back on again. That was at 8 o'clock, right at the time when the purge started. So I want to do this podcast with you guys, and I'm going to do it throughout the course of the night to kind of keep you posted on what it's like to be in the eye of the hurricane over the course of the night. And it's funny, because I took all of my furniture from outside in the patio and the pool inside, all the furniture from the front of my house. We have like a, you know, like a, I don't know what you'd call it, a patio in front as well, type of thing, like a not a lobby, but whatever, a sitting area, I guess. And then of course all the garbage cans and all the stuff that's on the beach. I got a beach here. So I had to pull up all the, you know, all the boats that were down there. And I left my jet skis on the dock, not even thinking that those things might fly up and go straight through my freaking windows. So I got that to worry about as well. So my whole house is filled with furniture. It looks like a really bad garage sale is happening here. Filled with furniture, kids, people, animals. Okay, and everyone's just been having a great time. People have been drinking, and they're all excited. I'm not drinking because I got to be on it. I have to be awake and lucid, and I'd love to get drunk and just pass out and wake up in the morning, but I can't because if something goes wrong, I got to be there. So I thought, since I'm going to be up anyways because I can't sleep as things get worse, the power's still on now, but what happens when it doesn't, when it goes off? Like I said, I got three fish tanks. If you guys saw me on Tanked, I got that big fish tank. I've got these little portable aerator bubble machines that you can put in the tank, and it keeps the water aerated and the bubbles going so the fish don't die, so the fish don't suffocate. But then again, I don't have any D batteries because all the D batteries were sold out when I went looking for them. I do have some half-melted ice. I got a lot of food. I got a lot of water. But, you know, I don't have – I went to cook some steaks, and the damn propane thing barely worked. Because I only had about half left. I had to shake it, move it, move it. So it's like, you know, you're not as prepared as you think you are. Even stuff like I got a iron gate outside. What happens if the power goes out? How the hell do I get out of my house? I'm going to have to try and figure out how to manually open the gate. My wise cousin Chad figured that out a few years ago, well, 13 years ago. So I'll just call him and ask him how he did it when you don't have power. But little things like that, like your garage doors. Your garage doors open on the garage door opener. What do you do when the power goes out? Obviously, you just do it manually. But all that sort of stuff you have to think of. So that's what I'm kind of waiting for. And we'll see what happens over the course of the night. So this is right now at 9:45 on Sunday night. I'm bringing it to you live. Man on the spot, reporter. And I've been posting stuff on Instagram, and it's funny because Eli Roth goes, doesn't your Instagram work on the inside? Does it only work outside? I'm like, what kind of an on-the-spot reporter would I be, Eli, if I was inside? I got to be outside to do the on-the-spot reporting. That's how it works. So we're going to go outside right now, and I'm going to let you hear the wind, and you guys can see what it's like for yourselves and hear some of the experience. So join me as we make it through this night together. It's Jericho versus Hurricane Irma right here on Talk is Jericho. Stay tuned for more updates. Okay, so I'm walking out my front door here. It's just a couple seconds later, so you guys can hear some of the wind and some of the rain. So it doesn't look too crazy right now. I mean, the rain is coming down huge, and you can hear the wind, but it's not super nuts. The trees are still standing up. I remember back in 2004 for Hurricane Charlie that the trees were like bending over from the force of the wind. And we're not there yet. But once again, I know that I told you, like, the purge is happening between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m., and we're at 10 p.m., so we still got another 10 hours to go, and it's just going to get worse throughout the night. So, like I said, obviously this is an audio podcast. It's not super scary yet. It just looks like a really bad storm. I got some giant, trees in my front yard, and they're blowing in the wind, but they're not super crazy as of yet. I'm sure you heard that. So it's funny. Another thing that I did was I did a bunch of Hurricane Rock on Twitter, and hashtag Hurricane Rock. I said, what's your hurricane playlist? And I was like, here I am, rock you like a hurricane, Scorpions. I'm rolling thunder. I'm howling rain. I'm coming along like a hurricane, AC/DC. You know, hurricane eyes, loudness, lots of hurricane. And people are like, that's inappropriate. I'm like, how can it be inappropriate? I'm in the eye of the hurricane. It's like I can tell as many Canadian jokes as I want because I'm Canadian. I can make as many hurricane jokes as I want because I'm in the hurricane, you idiots. Oh, people get so crazy. Like, I'm right here. So stand back. There's a hurricane coming through. What's up with that? I posted that on Instagram as well. So we're keeping it rolling here in the eye of the hurricane. Jericho in the eye of the hurricane. And I'll get back to you. But that wind is starting to pick up and you can hear it. So I'll be back in a bit.
This is Talk is Jericho.
Well, it's pretty crazy. Nothing's really happened. I just finished watching Game of Thrones. And the biggest issue of the night is that somebody in the house does not want to go to sleep when they should. But it's crazy, man. It's like I've been watching Steve Jervey on WFLA News Channel 8. And apparently the hurricane has passed us. And it's, let me see what time it is. It's 3:55 a.m. And I was promised that from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. it was supposed to be crazy. And it's been nothing but maybe for an hour or so. So now if you're going by the actual purge times, we're 67% of the way through. We're two-thirds of the way through. And I'm looking out the window, and it's a little bit windy out and a little bit rainy out. But really, like I said, if you stood Chris Jericho up against the wall and said, okay, 2004 is Hurricane Thomas, sorry, Hurricane Charlie, and 2017 is Hurricane Irma. I don't know any information. There's no Doppler effects or Steve Jervis or any type of, you know, news Channel 9 information. I would tell you that Charlie was way worse because we lost power. I saw the trees basically heading towards the ground, bent over like they're doing yoga. And tonight we still have power. Had a brief flicker for about 30 seconds at 8 o'clock tonight. And other than that, there's been nothing. And believe me, I'm not laughing at this or downplaying this. We dodged a freaking bullet, man. Like, this was the most luckiest of lucky that you could have. Because really, and like I said, we're not out of the woods yet. But if you look at the Doppler effect and all that other stuff, the hurricane has completely passed us. It's on to Ocala now. And we've got nothing. You know, we've just got the dregs, the after effects. I don't live next to the water as far as an ocean or any type of body of water that has a tributary source. So that's it. The biggest danger I have of flooding is if the pool gets too much water in it and it goes across the deck, you know. But other than that, like, then that's a joke. That's laughable. So here we are. It's nothing really happening. And thank God we got lucky in that it's a little bit windy, it's a little bit rainy, but if I just woke up and you just threw me into this month, you threw me into September of 2017, and I knew nothing and was listening to no news reports or, you know, up-to-date, on-the-level TV news Channel 8 reports, I would know nothing. And I would think, oh, that's a big storm, not a big deal. So that's where I'm at right now, because nothing has really happened. It's windy out, don't get me wrong. But it's not any windier than it was, you know, 6 hours ago when I was here with you guys. So we got lucky, man. We dodged a bullet, and I'll get back to you when the 12 hours of the purge is over. So far, we're still alive. The funny thing was that a couple of people I know that lived in Tampa were telling me that, like, watch out. There's apparently fake TECO agents walking around, knocking on people's doors, and then when you open the door, they rob you at gunpoint. Well, let me tell you this. If anybody knocks on my door right now or buzzes my gate or climbs my wall, yeah, you got a shotgun waiting for you. So that ain't happening. But that's the thing. Anybody that would take advantage of people in that sort of situation, I mean, seriously, dressing up as TECO employees, knocking on the door, and then robbing people at gunpoint, that's the lowest of the low. There's a special place for people like that in hell. Obviously, that's shit, you know? So I'm looking out my window right now. I'm looking at my wall. I'm looking at my gate. And if anybody tried to even come in, yeah, I've got Dobermans. I've got shotguns. I've got poison darts. I've got landmines. So, and one of those four things are true, but you don't know which one it is. So just give it a try. Give it a try. Say hunger down again, mother. All right. So we're all doing good. 4 in the morning. 2/3 of the purge is over. I'll keep you posted. All right. So here we are. It's the day after. The purge is over. And quite frankly, it basically ended up being much ado about nothing, which I suppose is a good thing, because I'd rather have nothing happen than have a giant oak tree, you know, falling through the front of my house. But as it stands, nothing happened. I didn't even lose power. Everyone else around me lost power. All the families that were staying with me lost power. And here we are. We're like the last bastion. It's like the 20% of Florida did not lose power, and we're in that 20%. So it's pretty cool. I mean, we got pretty lucky, to be honest. And quite frankly, when you're talking about, you know, this hurricane was a letdown. Well, like I said, rather to be a letdown than, you know, the horrible disaster that everyone thought it was going to be. And you know, basically, I don't think it was as bad all across the board as what we were told. And a lot of that has to do with the luck of the landfall and all that sort of thing. But also a lot of it has to do with, you know, like I said, is there a little bit of manipulation going on there in the media? Were they kind of pumping it up so you do expect the worst and then kind of come out of it feeling better? All those things, you know, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. What I was expecting and what happened were two separate things. And yes, the entire state got ravaged to a certain degree, but even, you know, Tampa Bay was not destroyed. You know, you see the images of Houston and all that sort of thing and just completely underwater. I mean, the biggest thing for me in my house was that DirecTV went out and I missed half of the Cowboys-Giants game. You know what I mean? Like, we were watching Game of Thrones last night at like 1 a.m. And then I switched, you know, everyone else kind of passed out and went to sleep, and I stayed awake, like I said, I was going to, and stayed awake till about 4 a.m. until the hurricane was completely away from Tampa, and, you know, fell asleep. It was like this weight had been taken off me, and it really wasn't all that bad, like I said. So thank God for that. And, you know, there's a bunch of branches and debris in my front yard, so that'll get cleaned up tomorrow when the lawn guy comes. We kind of cleaned it up a little bit. I got a pretty big yard, so there's stuff everywhere. But it wasn't like there was big trees uprooted, which I think happened to a couple of friends of mine. Like I said, we didn't lose power, and fence was fine, and everything was fine. You know, I mean, I think the worst thing is that our paddleboard floated to the other side of the lake, so I have to go try and find that at some point. But then I went for a ride today on the bike trail by my house that I always go ride on, and there was one big tree that had fallen across the path, and then one part of the trail that had about, I guess it was probably about 100-200 foot stretch that had, must have been 6 inches of water to where, you know, my feet got completely soaked. And it was so bad that my feet got soaked, but it really was not that crazy of a big deal. So, like I said, it could have been really, really worse. Thank God that it wasn't. It's funny because I was planning on this podcast, and I didn't really know what to expect when I first started doing it yesterday. And, you know, it might have made for a better podcast if I could tell you if the tree did fall through the house or if a window broke. You know, when that guy didn't show up to board up my windows, I was pretty concerned. Like, you know, it was in my head that I have to have these windows boarded up, and it didn't happen. So, you know, like I said, I mean, this was a little bit underwhelming. And for me, although I'm sure with people that don't have power are cursing it. And if you go to Instagram, you saw me put Hurricane Irma on the list. But overall, I'd have to say that this experiment of doing this podcast wasn't exactly what I was expecting. But it was still good documentation of the trials and tribulations that I went through and my family went through Hurricane Irma.
You're listening to Talk is Jericho.
We're here, like I said, doing this show about the hurricane that was supposed to be very devastating, and we got very lucky. But Cheyenne and Sierra are here, and I wanted to hear what you guys thought about the hurricane.
Hello.
Because at first, it was pretty scary at first, the thought of it, right?
Yes. Well, when I first thought of it, I was like, hurricane. But then when I heard we might not have power, then I started freaking out because it's 92 degrees in Florida. And if the air conditioning went out, then that would not be fun.
What did you think, Shy? At first, you were pretty scared.
Well, yeah, because I was like, it's a Category 5. It's the biggest hurricane that the world has ever seen. And it is as big as our state. So I was like freaking out because I was like, we're going to die because it's as big as the hurricane. As Florida, so I thought it was just going to rip Florida off of the whole United States and just become its own island. Like, that'd be even worse because in the Keys, it was terrible. There was, like, flooding, their roofs fell off, and it was, like, terrible winds. It flipped over trucks and boats. It was pretty devastating.
But thinking about it first, you were actually even crying a little bit at first, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay to say. I mean, it was, we didn't know what to expect. Because,
I was like, in my mind, we should evacuate because I ain't going to get no glass shards in my fingers from the windows because I thought they were just going to pop out.
Mm-hmm. I was not that scared, but I didn't think it was going to be like Houston because Houston is way different, like, landforms than us, but it I think Irma was about 405 miles long, and Florida, the whole state of Florida, is 400 miles long. But what I really thought was funny after the whole hurricane tropical storm after that happened, it said on the headline before the hurricane hit, it was supposed to be the worst hurricane of 2017 on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Barely even touched us. Like, what?
What were you guys thinking, like, during the storm and stuff like that? Was there any time when you were scared during it?
I was only scared about Grandma's cats because I care about my family members, animals, and... Yeah, I was just scared for
Grandma
that.
Grandma left your cats at her house.
Yeah, I was scared, like... Because I didn't want them, and I didn't want our house to be destroyed, but it didn't. And I just felt safe because our house is kind of like a big size, so I thought we would be all good in the hood.
I'm just surprised that everybody thought that our house was going to be really safe, but like, then again. Yeah, I thought our house wasn't going to be the safest place, but it was. Pretty safe, but the scariest part for me was probably when we were gonna lose power. We lose power for like 10 or like 5, like smaller than
it's like 10 seconds.
Like, yeah, 10
maybe.
Seconds. Yeah,
it went like, completely out for 10 seconds.
Yeah, like I wasn't scared about like the dark. I was just scared about how we couldn't see everything, so we couldn't see all the animals because they could have escaped because we couldn't see like. Stuff like if because there are a lot of doors open and it was dark outside, so you couldn't tell if they were just open in the house or open to the outside. So I was scared for the animals,
and that's one of the reasons why we couldn't evacuate is because we have so many. How many animals
we have three guinea pigs, three dogs, three cats, and we're going to get a fourth dog next week.
And we have three fish tanks,
but. Right now, we're hosting, like, two other dogs. Yeah.
Two other dogs, two other families.
Yeah. And I...
That's a lot.
You said it was, like, purge-like or something like that?
Like The Purge, like the movie The Purge, yeah. I was saying from 8 p.m. at night till 8 a.m. this morning was The Purge.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like. But actually, it turned more into a party because everyone came over, watched football...
And it wasn't really like a hurricane at all. The only thing that happened was it's raining and was windy. And I'm grateful because the only bad thing that technically happened to us was that there's a bunch outside. Of debris in outside. It's like a bunch of branches fell, but I'm just glad like no trees fell down into our house.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do anything. One night before the hurricane, we made this funny video, like, exaggerating. It's actually on our YouTube channel.
What's your YouTube channel?
CCHI Vlog. CCHI Vlog. Go check it out. Harmful plug.
It's CC and Shy Shy's Vlogs?
Yeah, CC and Shy Shy Vlogs. And we just said, like, it was raining cats and dogs. It is, like,
it's funny.
Pouring
go
buckets
check it
of
out.
Water outside. Yeah, go check it out. We're not going to do it.
www.youtube.com/CCandShyVlogs.
And when you guys did this podcast last time to build up
we only had 36 subscribers.
It's like puny. There's like Logan Paul and Jake Paul was like 10 million and 11 million
what
subscribers.
What do you guys
and
have right
just
now?
Like 36.
1,444.
Wow. So
legit.
And you guys, amazing that you guys have it. So go check that out, and because it's lots of fun stuff. But just to finish up, is there any of your friends that don't have power? Have you been talking to them?
Well, like my friends that I have on Snapchat because they don't text me unless it's on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're talking and they're like, "I lost power. my animals are freaking out, like, trees fell down, and then one of my friends, well, his name is Austin, he actually was in downtown, and he had to go to a shelter.
Oh.
Because it's so bad downtown. Yeah, it's super bad in Miami and Jacksonville
right now. Okay, I have to ask this one thing. Was his dog okay? I mean, like, I'm worried about them too.
Yes.
Was his dog okay?
His dog was fine. Okay, that's good.
All right, so everything is safe and everything's happy. And I think I'm the same as you. If I didn't have a TV telling me for 5 days that this huge hurricane was coming, I never would have really even known it was even much of a hurricane.
Yeah, like, imagine, like, if this happened, but, like, before TV was created. Like, they couldn't just go around. Like,
or,
the
like,
whole
before
states
cell phones.
Of, like, the whole states of America just telling people. They don't have that many people working for the news. And just imagine if you had no idea that it was coming, no supplies, just you were out in the open on the day it hit, and you could have just, like, you could have, like,
You could have died. Like,
right.
Like, it's like a tornado. Like, you don't know when it's coming until you see the big swirl. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to see a flying cow. And it's like, ah. And then.
See a flying cow.
you don't know there's a tornado coming. But imagine if you didn't know when, like, any natural disaster was coming. Like, if, like, a severe thunderstorm, a hurricane, an earthquake, a tsunami, just like all this stuff, and you didn't even know it was going to happen. Well, you don't know if a tsunami or an earthquake is going to happen, but you know it's going to be a bad storm. But just imagine if you
knew
none
of that. Let me ask you this. Would you rather have been warned and be expecting a really big storm and it doesn't happen, or get no warning at all and what happened?
Honestly, if it was like something in this situation, then I would rather not be told, because then the worrying, you wouldn't like you wouldn't have to worry that much. But if it was something like severe, then I would definitely want the news and all that great stuff.
How about you, Shai?
Well, I think, like, I'd rather not be warned. So if, like, because when they were warned, there people were, like, freaking out, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be totally so much, like, Harvey. We need all the supplies we can get. And, like, a lot of places need that supplies, but some places didn't need that at all. Like, we got a bunch of water and we barely used it. So,
yeah.
I'd rather be not warned, because you go to stores for, like, regular day things, like water. So if people weren't, like, that stressed, more people would be able to get that water and, like, boards. So, like, not if they were warned at the last minute, mm-hmm. but, I mean, if they were hinted a little bit that a storm was coming, maybe they could get, like, more people could get plywood, but I'd rather not be warned so I wouldn't be that stressed.
Okay. Well, there you go. We're all safe and sound, and Hurricane Irma is long gone, but to check out the very funny video, go to CC and Shai's vlogs on YouTube.
Search it up on YouTube.
1,444 subscribers. Let's get it to 2,000 next.
Yay!
Woo!
All right, some final thoughts about Hurricane Irma are coming for me. I recorded the next segment Monday, basically morning, right after the storm passed. And before we get to the end of the show, if you're out there and you're still without power and you had some devastation, some loss, please hit me on the Twitter, @TalkIsJericho, using the hashtag Jericho. Let's do Jericho Irma. Hit me up with Jericho Irma, hashtag Jericho Irma, and let me know if you got your power back on, if you still have devastation, if you're hurting and you need some help. All of us here on Talk is Jericho, we're one big family. We will do our best to get some awareness towards you and get some help towards you.
Talk is Jericho.
So that's basically it. You heard from Cheyenne and Sierra from a little kid's point of view, and you hear from my point of view. And just to kind of wrap this up, like I said, I think, you know, the lesson learned, obviously, is that it's better to be safe than sorry. I mean, I'm glad that we were overwarned. And, you know, we got lucky in a lot of ways. But also, too, there wasn't, like, a huge devastation really anywhere. I mean, obviously, it was a bad hurricane. And we've been through bad hurricanes before. But as I said earlier, if you would have stacked me up against Hurricane Charley and Hurricane Irma and said, which one of these is worse, and I didn't know any specifics or any Doppler effects or whatever, I would have definitely chosen Charley because, well, A, we were very lucky not to lose power. But even just the wind for Charley, like I said, I remember looking at those trees just bent right over. And I went out last night at 4 in the morning and 2 in the morning and midnight. And it was scary. Like I said, it wasn't a pleasant situation. But I didn't feel the same amount of danger. Like I was expecting those trees to just pop up for Charley. So maybe a little bit of sensationalism going on there in the media. And I'm sure this is a whole other podcast, almost a conspiracy level podcast. But did they almost create a little bit too much panic and put things in people's heads that maybe wouldn't have been there? Or were we all just lucky, you know, as Floridians, where this thing just came and went and didn't really do the damage that we thought it would? I mean, obviously in Houston, you can see the damage of what happens. And in New Orleans, you can see the damage of what happens. So hurricanes are not something to take lightly. And like I said, I'm glad that they kind of instilled this little bit of fear in our heads. But I mean, like I said, getting ice the other day was almost a little bit of a riot. There was almost a little bit of a fight where, you know, for a bag of ice, people were starting to get snippy with each other. And, you know, I didn't even really use much of that ice. And so anyways, it's interesting to kind of see how humans behave and to see how, you know, how that panic effect takes over, getting emails and calls from people, you know, in England. Like, oh, my gosh, are you guys out of there? Are you going to survive? What's going to happen? You know, for Canada or for other states or for the West Coast, you know, I had my friend M. Shadows invite me to stay at his house in L.A., you know, and it's like, I think there is a little bit of you hear something and rather than looking into it, there's a pack mentality of this horrible, horrible disaster that's going to overtake the state of Florida. And it did overtake it, but it wasn't as much of a disaster as portrayed. And that's a good thing. Like I said, the worst thing that happens is we can debate this. I have power in my house. I'm able to do this podcast. I'm able to talk about it and kind of laugh about it and almost give the middle finger to Hurricane Irma. But in other situations, you know, Irma could have kicked our asses the same way that Katrina did to New Orleans and the way that Harvey did to Houston. So overall, I'm glad, very ecstatic that nothing happened here other than a front yard filled with broken branches and leaves. And anyways, I was glad that I was able to have my little community, hashtag Jericho Irma. I got a lot of feedback. A lot of people lost power, a lot of trees fallen, but I haven't heard of any deaths in this area and in the, you know, northern Florida, middle Florida area. But if you lived through this hurricane with me, I'm glad we were able to talk via Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I'm glad that you guys kind of reported in and let me know how you were doing. I hope everyone has gotten their power back now. I hope that everyone health-wise is good and your property is fine. And like I said, we dodged a bullet and God bless us all. And thanks to you guys for checking this out. So being in the eye of the hurricane right there, Jericho versus Hurricane Irma, reporting from the eye of the hurricane itself. And I'm glad it didn't have a vicious consequential ending. But like I said, next time, this week, I'm going to get a generator for sure and probably some storm shutters as well because I'm not going to leave myself vulnerable ever again. So that's about it. In the meantime, in between time, thank you for being here. And Hurricane Irma, you know what happens when you cause a bunch of people to lose power? You know what happens, Hurricane Irma, when you throw a bunch of debris in my front yard and cause people terrifying circumstances and scared, being scared? You know what happens, Hurricane Irma? Huh? You know what happens? You just made the list!